Are those close moments of warmth and tenderness? Those moments for an exchange of secretion? Yeah, I get this thing on the shelf. Chapter 95. The Unsavory Aftermath. As hard as we work for Hobbledy to get it, oftentimes we have to work just as hard to get rid of it. Ideal situation is you meet, you laugh, you have a nice dinner or a zesty session. You smoke your camels and say, well, I'll call you again sometime. Right, had a great time. Yep, so did I. Give me a call sometime. Roger, will do. You call me if you get... All right. And 2 or 3 months later, you get that old familiar itching. You can call up. Hey, you doing anything now? You feel like getting together? All right, sure. Come on over. That's the ideal situation. And it doesn't happen often. Instead, what you get in the delicious aftermath, you've had a nice time, a couple of laughs. As you smoke in your camel, I mean, you're not even halfway down that camel and you're getting, when will I see you again? I'll give you a call. Tomorrow? Well, a couple of days. Friday? All right, maybe Friday. What time Friday? I don't know what time Friday. We're going to go out Friday? Well, I don't know. I got something to do. Saturday? Well, it's Saturday night. I'm supposed to see you Saturday afternoon. I don't know, you silly cow. Don't ask me all these questions. Why are you writing a book? So you don't want to get to the point where she so hungrily tries to pin you down so that you end up spitting. Get out, get out. But that's no good either. Then you'll get bricks through the window, tires slashed, windshield wipers busted off. You have to anticipate that maybe it's going to be an irksome aftermath. So anticipating that, what you do is, as you're lighting the camels, you say, boy, oh boy, that was nice. I sure wish I didn't have to go out of town next week, because I'd love to see you again.
Oh, going out of town?
Oh, yeah, business. Sometimes they keep me out of town a week or two at a time. Tell you what, though, I'll get back and we'll touch base. See, they're already 2 weeks ahead. Well, do you think we should... Oh, I can't make a date 3 weeks ahead. But I'll tell you what, I'll touch base when we get back. Okay? Now, these are your jeans over here, these are mine. See, right away, you've stopped that line of questioning. Then you can go ahead, maybe even have another session before, you know, it's sayonara time. And another thing you need to have to avoid the unsavory aftermath is an answer machine. Because you cannot answer the phone cold. Because you know what you'll get? I need to talk to you. Sure, go ahead. Not over the phone. Well, what is it? It's something I have to be face-to-face with you. She's hoping you'll infer that she's either pregnant or she's given you a disease or something, so you have to go running over there, disrupt your whole schedule. You get there, you say, okay, what is it? I just want to let you know that I care for you. I care for you, too, but what is it? Well, that's it. That's it? For that, I left the ball game. For that, I canceled it. Yeah, I care for you, too. And I got to tell you. Boom, zing. So you can't answer the phone because you'll get that. I need to talk to you. So you have an answer machine. That way she can leave all the answers in the world, and then if you finally run into her 3 weeks from then, how come you never returned my calls? Oh, have you been calling me that damn answer machine? I was wondering. It's not working right. There is one time, though. When you have an answer machine, you may disconnect the answer machine. That's if you got to watch a ball game and you call out for a pizza. They usually ask for your number just to make sure it's not a crank call and somebody sending a pizza to somebody else's place. So you have to disconnect the answer machine because you're afraid that if you have the answer machine on, they'll say, aha, it's a crank call, and they won't make your pizza. So you disconnect your answer machine just for that brief 10-minute period while your pizza's being prepared. It never fails. They got a second sense. That's when they'll call. So that's when you have to be prepared. Whenever you answer the phone, when your answer machine is not hooked up, you answer like this. You go, hello? Hello? Uh-huh. Hello? And then she'll go, hello? Is this Lyle? No Lyle here. Sorry. Wrong number.
The Policeman.